This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
It turned into an empty room, 'cause suddenly my fart went boom. It surely means them bagels have been playing with my ass.
A fart, fart, fart.
It's the website.
You say that I'm fibbing, but you seem to fear the truth. Now it wasn't just dry humping.
This baby found the truth. It means we share, we share. You know it. It means we share, we share. Come on. It means we share, we share. You know it. And the whole world has the answer right now. Just tell me once again, who shared?
When the workman's day is done, he prefers some ham in a bun. He prefers some ham in a bun. Just some.
Yo, this is Killer Keller. This here is
my Diggy, Sarah Love.
FUBAR Radio.
Exclusive.
From the days when it wasn't safe to gaze, 'cause some people had their ways. Reggae music was the heartbeat. Loud music hit the car beat. Chauffeur-driven angels in their pushchairs. Head ties, head scarf, different footwear. Blue jeans is the uniform. Pretty girls walking around like unicorns. Unaware of their beauty, getting judged by their chest or the size of their booty. We are many colors, cultures and others. We don't all mix, but we blend with each other in this funny little matrix we call home, where you learn to really watch your tone or guard your phone. The relationship with Popo is so-so. Gonna help you with your cocoa, it's loco. Struggling gracefully in a place far from make-believe. Hair braids and weed, maybe it's Maybelline. Hard nights for the days between. There is a sunshine, Bill Withers, in the faces of those still with us. Take away plus destiny delivers. Here today, gone tomorrow, many rivers. Folks cutting coconuts in the summer. Watch your back, youths might do a runner. Run up on you doing dumb shit or dumber. Might catch a black eye from your mama. Families of all shapes and sizes, wearing intricate but great disguises. Well aware of how great the sky is. Watch yourself, we don't play surprise surprises.
See, I've been around the world and I've come back. Though you see me in the village like the new bougie black. Is this village that raised me? It just keeps on changing and I'm trying to keep up with this race I'm racing. Fighting to grow so we don't get stuck. And my mom will let you know that it was more than luck. Cause the streets do call and some do fall. But we rise up to do it for love. Keep eyes up cause it comes from above. And when we don't have a lot, you know the love is enough. I do it for you, I do it for me, I do it cause we Brixton, baby.
What's up, people? This is TY, and I'm listening to the amazing Sarah Love, the incredible Mike Stiggy, and this is FUBAR Radio, the hip hop show. Understand what's going on right now. You want to listen to hip hop? Fine. You want to listen to rap? Fine. But if you want to actually catch the vibes, you listen to Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy. Yeah.
You're damn right.
Oh, I was about to join you on some harmonies there.
Oh, is it? All right, let's try again. Do it again.
No, it's been a long week. No.
It's been a long week.
I feel like it was a year ago that I was here last. It was
that's
my
how you know. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's how you know you celebrated a hard body, boy. Later, it feels like a year ago.
Honestly.
You did a year's worth of party.
I had a great birthday week, but first. That Jeez. Last track, something brand new from Ty, Brixton Baby is the name of the jam featuring Umfo.
Yeah, I think it's Umfo.
Because from a South African perspective, I was thinking Umpo. So get back to us.
Yeah,
hip-hop at FUBARradio.com.
Yeah, let's find out if she's South African first of all before we even go there.
Yeah. but yes, brand new music videos, single part, archive shining a spotlight on Brixton and the beautiful legacy that place has. Like, it's incredible. That's one of the things, what I think is a shame about Brexit, because places like Brixton, that is British. The fact that you have so many different people there, the music, the culture, the creativity, like everyone's in it together and it's not about colour or anything. So I just think that's a wonderful testimony of immigration, you know, and our British legacy. And Ty has kind of broken it down there on that track for you. It's the first release from his new upcoming album, A Work of Heart.
See what he did there? See what he did there? Sarah Love, love that one, right? It's really
waiting
good,
all week to say that. but before we go any further, Ian Bolesworth, what up?
Yes, mate.
He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen back to that and all of the FUBAR shows, including this show, the hip-hop show, last week. That's where my birthday started.
Yeah. You got to say you're on your birthday last week. That's how you got to say it. You can't just say last week.
On my birthday last week.
I can't do your voice. Sorry, my bad.
I do, but that sounded like an excited little kid. And that is basically how I have felt all week inside. But yes, last week we had Corgi Rap on the show. That was so lovely. What a cool chat we had with him.
He's so cool, man.
How lucky am I to be able to chat with my brother, Mike Stiggy, to Corgi Rap right here on FUBAR Radio with all of you guys with us too. What a wonderful start to my Yeah.
And he dropped some gems as well. Yeah. So make sure, you know, if you want to hear from a real legend, like, you know, I'll say it again. What did I say last week?
I can't remember.
Hip hop's Mount Rushmore.
Listen, I'm relying on you today. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Hip hop's
like a year since.
Yo, Sarah party's hard, boy. Drink. You might have to. I might have to investigate what the hell you.
Actually, you last Monday night I had half a beer and I was like, I'm done, man. Like, I cannot even cope with this.
Right, anymore. You drank. You actually drank alcohol as well.
I had half a, but it was only because it was served to our table by accident, and then I was like, oh, sod it. I might as well just drink it. And then got like halfway through and I was like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah, Peroni's some dry ass beer, I ain't gonna lie. That's some dry ass shit, man. Have you, if I have a Peroni,
shout out to all my Italian friends locked into the show.
Yeah, no, I ain't dissing the Italians. I'm just saying that it's a dry beer.
Yeah, no.
It's dry. No, I didn't even say it was wax. See, Sarah's, sorry, you're pulling
sorry
out words.
Sorry.
Drug Sarah's.
<Okay. laughs>
She don't drink that much. I'm gonna let me just give you like the disclaimer. Yeah, she don't drink that much. And it was her birthday, so she decided to drink half a Peroni last week, and she's still intoxicated by it. I'm not saying that Italians are whack or fuck Italy or nothing like that. I'm just saying Peroni is actually a dry beer.
Okay.
I think he even says it on the label that it's dry.
Okay.
So for
and
people
this is
like
the
me,
brown one, you know, like it's
yeah,
like
it all
the
looks
classic.
Brown. Oh, are you sure it's not beer on Moretti?
Oh, no, because it's like Peroni have a normal one, then they have like
the
a
brown
classic,
one, even drier.
One.
Just like, yo, if you, man, if you want to sit on the beach and just.
Your dusty ass birthday, take this with you.
Hey, do you have problems with wetness? Here's some. It's a dry ass Peroni. Not the normal dry ass Peroni, it's the dry ass Peroni. Look, and then you pour the bottle and it's just. The sand comes
dust
out of it and shit. So put it this way, so the standard Peroni, I get hangover, I drink one, that's it, I've got hangover.
Literally.
I got hangover, so I don't, you know what I mean, that's some dry ass. I'm not surprised that you felt that mashup after half a Peroni, that's what I'm saying. So,
I was just happy that I was under good supervision to look after me, because I was literally like, I'm ready to curl up and go to sleep.
Serious?
Right now, but it's my birthday.
Did
I
you regret it? You
through.
Regretted drinking that?
Yeah, I was like, there's no need to drink alcohol, man. Because
yeah,
I'm
thing.
The craziest person in the club anyway. We'll get into that during the big up.
Yeah.
I'm the craziest person in the club anyway without alcohol, so I don't need alcohol.
Just adding alcohol is like, yeah.
I'm creating a problem for everybody else. But we digress. Last week on the show, we had Coogee Rap. And if you missed that, listen back at foobarradio.com/show/hip-hop because it was so lovely.
Man, he dropped so many gems. It was just beautiful to hear this guy speak about, you know, his legacy and the things that he's been up to. And the fact that he's still carrying on, you know, he's still doing it. I was like, man,
yeah,
it's inspiring.
And on top of that, how lovely he is. As
yep.
a person.
Yeah.
This is something that I notice. All, like, the realest people in hip-hop are mad cool. Like, Big Daddy Kane, mad cool, approachable, normal person.
You know
like,
what?
These
people
could easily go on, like, Divas and be idiots. And we won't get into, like, throwing people under the bus today on the show.
Nah, I was just going to say, usually people that don't wear shades all the time are mad cool. When they, you know what I mean? They're saying, I don't know what it is. But people that always wear shades, even
what,
indoors.
Like Bambaataa?
Oh, guys, the example number one. You know what I mean? There may be many examples that come up. Matter of fact, hit us up at Food Bar Radio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. If you know what I'm talking about, when people wear shades all the time, yeah, hit us up with some artists, whatever they are. That you know of that wear shades all the time, and we'll be like, example number two, number three.
Okay, there's one break to that rule. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah. That's messed up. Yeah, you're right there, though. That's true. Unless they're blind, yeah.
Jose Feliciano. He's
Jose
Michael
Feliciano, yeah.
But, no, because, like, the last couple times I've bumped into Skinny Man, I said to him.
He's been wearing shades. Don't tell me he's been wearing shades.
I don't think. I think I could probably count the amount of times I've seen Skinny
you
wear
don't wear shades.
Shades.
Yeah, exactly. When he starts wearing shades, that's when we got to worry. Like, oh, man, Skinny.
No, but the last few times I'm like, Skinny, when are you coming on the show? You need to pass through. He's like, no. And then the last time I saw him, he was like, I'm only coming on the show if I can speak about Afrika Bambaataa. So I was like, okay.
Wow.
So let's see what Skinny Rat has to say. We'll let you know when we line that up. But anyway, back to the program, back to the lecture at hand.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on the show, by the way, this is myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. On this hot ass Monday.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not on about
confusing.
The weather. I'm on about everyone's a hothead today. It's a weird ass Monday, and it might have something to do with the eclipse. Exactly. That's well, I don't even know why you're getting excited like that. She ain't gonna change, Sarah Love. We still gonna be here doing the same shit. Same ass fucking Donald Trump over there doing his shit. Do you know what I mean? Literally.
I know, but it's still the reminder of how wonderful astronomy is and that we're part of something that's greater than just being stuck in traffic in London or, you know, what's going on between North Korea and North America right now. Like, it's incredible, the universe. Yeah. And I just find it a trip just to look at the moon and imagine that's a real place just jamming out there. Mm. And so when you see an eclipse, I'm actually really upset because I had planned to go and see the eclipse today in America.
Oh, in America? Oh, yeah. You were meant to be over there.
That's one of my life dreams.
Where would you... You don't even been able to see it in America.
The only place it touches ground is North America. So it travels from, like, the northwest of America all the way across to the southeast, like, all the way going down to South Carolina.
So they're the only ones who see the eclipse. And so is that because of the angle?
Yeah, because the angle.
So that's not a real eclipse then?
Yes, it is. No,
fuck that. If it's only happening in America, that ain't no real eclipse. That shit's got to happen everywhere. People in China got to be like, oh. People in India be like, oh. Do you know what I mean? Russia. Oh, everywhere. And then it's an eclipse. Otherwise, it's like...
No,
you know.
Because it's like it's totality. So total solar eclipse is traveling across North America. So I think it touches ground like maybe in Canada as well. And then it goes across the Pacific and stuff.
Oh, right,
the Atlantic. And then in other places, it's going to be like a partial eclipse.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what do you mean touches ground? Yes, touches ground. Yeah. Sorry. Who's Yes.
Yeah,
no. Okay. So as it, am I really digressing?
You better just start explaining yourself. People have been listening like, yo, I don't know what they're talking about, but this sounds interesting, that does. But what the fuck did that mean? Yeah, for real, good question.
So basically, to have a total solar eclipse or a total eclipse of any kind, a lunar eclipse or whatever, you need to have the sun, the moon, and the earth in a direct line. So then, if you were, for example, to shine a torch behind a tennis ball, the tennis ball will create a shadow, right?
Yeah.
So the earth is falling in the shadow of the moon, and that's what creates a total eclipse. Yeah. But the only way, and so you only get total darkness for like 3 minutes or something during this eclipse.
Oh, is that what touches ground means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
so it's totality travels across North America.
Then
the next total solar eclipse is like 2026, and there's one in 2028 in different parts of the world, but you have to be at the correct angle to be able to
notice it. See what I mean? Yeah, okay. I mean, who am I to say that's just not what I thought it was, put it that way.
It's still pretty fly, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, should we get out the digression? We're going to get back to the program. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be chatting to Banji, a Tone Coffee Shop. He's had something very cool to break down for you. And we're going to be joined by Akhil of Jurassic 5 live in the studio with us. Of course, we've got some investigation business. We've got important stuff to tell you about a special new download for you with the open mic and loads of cool new music, including Doom, J Electronica, Verb T, and much, much more. But let's hit you off with some brand new Large Professor production. This is for Sean. It's Hip Hop.
Got a fully loaded cartridge and thoughts of enemies. Rhymes razor sharp, that's that raucous energy. My heart pump Hennessy, veins pump Don Julio. Rock rubies, assorted color stones in the jewelry. Picture that, a nigga delegating with diplomats. Used to pitch nickel sacks, nod and shit stack. I'm on it, defecating on your rap performance appeal. More than massive, fast past enormous. I don't get excited, I get ignited. Burn like a brush fire when I write it. Barbed wire for those biting.
Tiger in the ring, Tyson when I swing Python. When the mic's on, I strike home. Madre, know I'm a drug dealer. Tecate, sipping my mug dripping. Compadre, still in the slug pillin'. Nonsense, crippin' and blood spillage in the village. No remorse shown, no love given. My nigga,
S-H-A-W-A-N-O. You don't know how much trouble you ain't know. They just hustle, I hustle away though. Say I'm done, just say I'm done and again.
Homie, if it ain't the shells, it's the gazelles. If I'm not still in a cell, I'm out on bail. Dirty is what's under my nails, off the rail. Young homie, you fuck up a scale, we hustle well. Count kale off of selling broccoli, never fail. Cocky, you can tell, cocky's to excel. Block, hats and bell, look like I just ate rock lobster, all these shells. Shock, you looking pale. Why? Cause I prevailed, a hustler for the mail. You hot, huh? Is it cause your pocket's looking frail? Memoirs of a mobster, what a tale. Go pop like I'm for real. Pop, pop, two rappers fail. I once was a poster boy for poverty until I hit the lottery, bro. Something you gotta see. You niggas have never figured me out. I figured that figures is what the shit is about. Motherfucker.
S-H-A-W-A-N-O. You don't know how much trouble you ain't know. They just hustle, I hustle the way. Don't say I'm done, just say I'm done and again. F-A-S-H-A-W-A-N-O. You don't know how much trouble you ain't know. They just hustle, I hustle the way. Don't say I'm done, just say I'm done and again.
Presents
Harriet Rose with Nossa.
I'm so excited. Dawn Robinson is in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god. En Vogue, in terms of getting into the music industry when you did, you know, it was a time where it was a very different time to what it is now.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, 1991, someone came and showed us what the internet was going to be. I was serious. They really literally brought these big, huge, gigantic two pieces and they put them together like a suitcase and said, this is going to be the web. And we're like, okay, great, we got to go. We weren't interested.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose with Nossa.
From 4 p.m., FUBAR Radio.
Hey, yo, what the deal, baby? It's your boy, KGR, CQ1YC, home of the Thoroughbreds. And right now, I'm up here chilling, you know what I'm saying, with my girl, Sarah Love, Mike Sticky. FUBAR Radio, baby, you heard?
Okay, sometimes you don't get great recording quality, but because it's such an OG, like, cool G-Rap, you just got to roll with that stuff. You just,
I mean, we're hip-hop anyway, man. We had it a lot worse than that.
And we drink Peroni sometimes, so
yeah, you know what I mean? Get a little hangover. When you want to get that half an hour hangover, just drink half a Peroni, bro.
It's a week-long, I think, yeah, week-long hangover. Mm. But, yes.
That's a tip for anybody who wants to get the day off work. Drink half a Peroni.
The classic Peroni.
We'll go in, they'll be like, what's wrong with you? I don't know, I've got this headache, man. Yeah, you smell like it as well.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to pull myself together now. This is FUBAR Radio Show, and it's all about hip-hop every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. And for the regular listeners, you know, we like to promote positivity on this show because there's so much cool stuff going on. I was going to send out a very important
big up
to all the eclipse chasers in the world because I do want to be part of your crew as well. But
there are people that actually go and look. Yeah. They're like, yeah, where's it going to be? Okay, yeah. Oh, wow.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to go and meet my friends in Oregon, like out in the middle of nowhere. And then it's a trip because it goes from being like the middle of the day to then bang.
Darkness,
motherfucker. Yes, yeah. But like, you know, for 3 minutes straight. And so, the one in 2026, I think they have 11 minutes of totality, like total darkness in the middle of the day.
The one in 2026?
Yeah.
And where's that going to be?
That's going to go across Iceland. I think it touches Russia and other places and stuff. There's one sooner than that, but that's in Antarctica. I doubt I'll make it to that. And
I ain't going all the way over there. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit, man. Fuck up my traders. Yeah. So the only reason Sarah's not going is because she knows there's no way any of her traders will come back.
No, but sometimes. But that's also the other thing about appreciating different seasons and weather is because then you get to dress for the weather.
Mm. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. It's not so often it's kind I get of like to bring out my waterproof camo. Outfit. I didn't
the one
wear
that you have now.
It's too hot to wear. Yeah. I didn't wear the bottoms because they'll be too noisy in the studio. You hear me? That's before hilarious. You see me. And then the other thing, when it goes total darkness, all the wildlife goes silent. So it's like when you're out in the wild, you hear all the birds and everything, and then they get tripped out because they're suddenly like, what's going on? So yeah, shout out to everyone who's going to see the eclipse today. I'm not jealous or anything. And massive shout out to everybody at FUBAR Radio for my lovely card. That is so nice, and it's sitting proudly on my mantelpiece. Made me so happy. All my family were like, oh, who are all these people? And I was like, that's FUBAR Radio. They're like, FUBAR Radio is so great, isn't it? I was like, I know.
See that there? Go on, LSD.
Yes, LSD. I can't find Kyla, where we put that the sound effect for the applause, but yeah. Thank you, guys. You're wonderful. And also, very big.
Big up.
To Jest, it's his birthday today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I won't give away his age, but happy birthday, Jest. I hope you have a lovely birthday. And seriously, Mice, where were you on Saturday?
Yeah, I know. It was my friend's birthday, so I couldn't make it, but I heard it was...
Friends, Shrens.
Oh, no. Hopefully none of your friends are listening. Yeah, I wanted to, but in the end, he wanted to go out, so I couldn't... I was saying to everybody, I've got to go to a friend's dinner. It's his birthday. You know what I mean? So the only chance I've got is if he says, yeah, that's it, we just go for dinner, a couple drinks, and then go home. But it didn't. It ended up being go for drinks, go out.
You should have given him Peroni. And they're like, right, now that's go to bed. Now take that's yourself true. To bed. I'm heading to Jazz Cafe.
How was it?
Go and see Main Source, the 25th anniversary show of their classic album, Breaking Atoms. It was so much fun. And I've got to say, when I first walked in, it was like, okay, I'm the only girl here. But then I did see like maybe five other girls. And then And then I did see a few other women, but they had clearly been dragged there by their husbands, who wouldn't have been allowed to go out unless he took the wife out too. And then she's like, "I ain't going to a hip hop show. You got to buy me dinner." So then they were sitting upstairs having dinner at Jazz Cafe.
So you kind of was like, "Yeah, I kind of relate, but not to her as much."
It's the story of my life. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's just me and the dude.
What? So for real, there was hardly any girls.
No. Let me be generous and say maybe that I saw 15 women.
Not that I was counting.
I was too busy being the craziest person in the club. That's what I'm talking about. And it was so cute, Mice, because it was blatantly like a dad's day out.
Yeah, because all the grey hairs and bald heads and
all the civilised dads. And I wish that movement. I had just done it. Yeah. And I wish I had just enjoying a Chablis while they're watching
me. Yeah, happy to be out and shit, but like ready to go home soon because I'll be standing up for 2.5 hours waiting for this.
Yeah, my back. Mad salt and pepper beards in the place. And I just wish that I had done a survey at the door of what people's jobs are, because it was blatantly like accountant, professor, you know, all these everyone living these proper grown-up lives nowadays, but reliving their youth at the Main Source show. And the show was so much fun. I mean, just shouts out to everyone there because you are all absolutely beautiful. They performed all the jams you wanted to hear. It was just such a joy, and I was going crazy until my friend was even like, okay, I need to calm down now. But so I'm really sorry that you missed it, Mike. That was one not
Large
to be
Pro
missed.
Was this. Because someone was trying to say to me they don't think Large Pro is going to be there. And
I know. I heard that vicious rumour too.
What was all that about? Why were people talking like that?
Why
like,
people want to mess with my head? Man.
Not even funny, but how many tunes would they be able to do if you weren't there? You know what I mean? Just putting that out there. So you were front row, yeah?
Actually, I...
There's no VIP Sarah, don't she only does front row. When, you know what I mean? VIP. So
I wanted to be in the front row, but and everyone was mad civilized because they're all grown up. And I was like, come on, this is live at the barbecue. You're meant to start moshing.
Wow.
And then there's
you know that won't have hip replacements and all that kind of shit.
Slip
dentures popping out. No one ain't trying to risk that shit, man.
That's probably how it was, Wise.
I'm joking, by the way, all you old bastards. Is he fucking calling us old?
And then Lars Professor had to stop the tune. He's like, I ain't performing to a bunch of statues.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, where the hell are you at?
Yeah.
And then, they stopped live at the barbecue as well, and they were just like, no, what the hell's going on?
Oh, is it? It was like they weren't getting any reaction they expected, or?
Because everybody's being civilised and enjoying a fine Merlot while they're at the Jazz Cafe watching Main Source. And it's like, no, we're like still rugged, rough and raw. This is hip-hop. This is some classic business. And this is what I'm talking about. Everyone wants to act all civilised in the club, but then you want to go on all, oh, quel dommage, when something happens, like, rest in peace, Prodigy passes away. out of the blue. You know, we need to go crazy and show these people how much we appreciate. Mm-hmm. Like the contribution of Large Professor to hip hop. Mm-hmm. He nurtured Nas. He's the dude who's like the, one of the most important hip hop albums of all time, mm-hmm. Illmatic. Mm-hmm. All the people that he's produced for. He's one of the ultimate remixers of all time. He's a crazy lyricist. Dude's mm-hmm. on stage. He's come to this country to perform a classic record for you. And you're just going to be like,
well, this is the thing, is like, you know, I'm sure they're similar age group. Like, my, the guy on stage performing to you lot is sweating his heart out. The least you lot can do is give it back, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And age isn't really...
Nothing but a number.
Yeah, it's not an excuse when the guy you're watching is probably older than you guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, come on, just get, you know, get the elbow grease out, bruv.
Yeah.
Do all the Pilates and yoga that you've been getting into.
Yeah.
And, make use of that shit, man.
And on that note,
big up.
To Shorty Blitz, who was doing the opening set.
Oh.
And he was just playing pure classic jams that we don't get to hear at full volume often enough. And then also, I felt like Shorty was one of the only people there with me acting a fool.
Energy,
yeah, because then when he got to live at the barbecue, how Shorty was like standing on top of the turntables, rapping every word.
Serious.
And then when I saw Shorty after, he's like, yeah, I was ready to like go up and rap Nas's verse for them.
Oh,
I was like, I wanted that to
been crazy.
Happen. Yeah, so no, Shorty did a really dope set. And it was just so nice to see everyone there. Shouts out to Skinny. Too many people. Kish, Damien, Pasquale, and all the other five women who were in there as well. It was great to have you there. And you know what else I appreciated is because K-Cut was there, like they had some proper DJing going on. Like, and I'm not down with this whole like just bring someone to press the space bar for you at your hip hop show thing. This is hip hop. We need to keep like the culture going by presenting it correctly. So, without further ado, we ain't supporting anybody out here who's faking the funk. I have been working on that joke most of the week. No.
Sarah's got all these birthday jokes, man.
You know what? This whole week has been so wild where I'm like, okay, this just needs to roll out for the rest of the month now. So.
You just reminded me, I forgot your present last week, but this week...
I gave mice a present last
week.
Oh, dear.
I will not be held accountable for what these do to you.
This is like,
don't have them both.
You definitely trumped my single Ferrero Rocher that I was spoiling you with last week.
Sarah, that was cute though. Sarah gives out little presents on her birthday. People don't usually do that. Everyone's like, me, where's my shit? Yo, the date of birth, you know what I mean? They're trying to get you to tattoo their date of birth on your shoulder so you don't forget. But Sarah came, she's like, here's a little Ferrero Rocher.
You know what I did actually mean to do for my birthday?
Do you know what I did with that? I put it in when I got home last month because I forgot to bring Sarah's present, which is just a couple cookies. Nothing you lot need to know about though, because you know what I'm saying, it's nothing you might not never know nothing about. If that don't make sense, don't worry about it because it wasn't supposed to. Anyway, I put them in the bag straight away. I was like, you know what? Yeah. So I don't forget.
Oh, bless you.
The funny thing is, I actually forgot today, and she just reminded me.
Sorry. You nearly went home with them again.
The bag. Yeah. So you'll never know what they're
cooking.
Gosh,
that might straighten me out and bring me back down to earth, actually. But no, I did meet, because the amount of people who've been bombarding me asking me to re-release my first ever Kung Fu mixtape. I was going to release that for my birthday. And so I'm going to review.
When was that? That's like...
That's 2003.
Wow. Shit.
14 years ago, Mike.
That's mad.
And can I also just say, shouts out to whoever it was. I don't know your name at the main source show. Because it seems whenever I leave the house, either I'm asked to join Instagram or I'm asked to start up the Kung Fu parties again.
Yeah.
So it was like the two different people who asked me to start up the Kung Fu parties at the Jazz Cap this weekend. We'll see what we can do.
So I've just heard a complaint about this show. Tell me if this is true.
Go on.
I ain't going to bait no one up. Shout out to Q-Rock. He said he heard that the main source came on over an hour late. And how can they come on so late, you know? And they came out on stage to Faking the Funk, which was one of their biggest songs. How can they come out on stage to Faking the Funk, which is one of their biggest songs? This is just the feedback I got from some guys that went, show was good, but they were being a little long as usual.
So, sorry, where's the complaint?
I think it was that they were late. Yeah,
they can't do any wrong in my kind eyes.
I speed read that, and but I think they came out an hour late.
But that's good for me because then I was running late too. So I didn't mind. There you go,
Q-Rock. Sometimes it doesn't matter. See,
the
he's one of them.
Always awful.
He's a law-abiding dude that will get there. If you're like, yeah, we're on. You know, you tell people, yeah, I'm on at about 9:30 when you're on at about 10.
Yeah.
Just to make sure they're there.
What's up, Naomi? Yeah. I love you.
He'll be there. He'll be there on time, so I don't blame him. But look, man, the bottom line is everyone.
It's Lush Professor.
Yeah, and they're getting to that age where you can allow a man to be late. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, take your time, brother. I don't want you, you know what I mean, to bust nothing on the way.
You know, I don't care that at what time they turned up. They still did their full show, man. Like, you heard every jam you wanted to hear. I felt sorry that Large Professor also performed The Radar, his own track produced by Marco Polo. I thought I was the only person in the place who knew the song. I felt a bit embarrassed when I was screaming along to the song because everyone else was like, huh? And he also performed my favourite hip-hop, one of my favourite hip-hop remixes of all time, Stress, the Organised Confusion
remix.
Oh, is
it?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah!
Yeah, that must have been crazy.
And they did What You Need.
I'm jealous as fuck.
What's Wrong, Roger Dean's Thing. They did everything that you could have possibly dreamed. You definitely missed out, Mice. Yeah, but if you drive up to Manchester, I think they're performing there tonight. Just go straight from the show.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Connie Con.
Jump straight into the
digression wagon. Yeah. Rick Flow locked into the show. G-Bag, lots of love. Agent Abstract. Jack Light. What's up to all of you? But let's keep things rolling because we've got guests galore to get into. And I had to play you something from Main Source. And this is what I mean. Large Professor is such an incredible producer. Like, he is a true... He's like on a Quincy Jones, like, level of his musical intelligence and his musical knowledge. But people overlook what a dope MC he is.
He's
got rhymes galore, man. And I just think there's so many lyrics in this tune as well. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Sorry about it, people. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Cake. Oh, I fucked up.
Now, I've never been one to knock the next man for getting his, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I do realize that hip-hop is now a form of showbiz.
Uh-huh.
But this has always been something with which you have to be true. So in the year of 1992, now this is how we do. At the age of 19, heard the scene. A lot of MCs that do not come clean. Frontin' on dealing hard times and rhymes. You see them in the streets and you see no signs of the hell. And they get on stage and tell some old Cornwall war story. Ring the bell.
Burn.
You're faking the funk. Talking that extra hard junk, you're probably a punk. And I'ma let you know that this way you just don't cut with the artificial flow.
Neat dicks out of quake backs and necks. When fakers try to front, they'll get smoked like blunts. My rhymes penetrate like skunk. Get your word up, I think they're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk. Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
You do a song about a current event. Get on television and seem hesitant to represent. And that's what we call fraud. You can't keep the streets with a look. I sold out award.
Word.
And everywhere has streets. That's not trying to hear the whack rhymes over the same stink beats. Cause times are real and I can't feel what down on the reel of real.
Now I'ma let you know, with those freestyle of raps, it's time to go. I eject, rejects that step. I'm a vet ready to snap your neck. I shine and rise at the same time. The mastermind of a sport called the rhyme. Now it's time to jump chumps that in front of
your professor. What's up? What's up? You're faking the funk.
You're faking the funk.
Yo, you're faking the funk. MC is getting shut down when the Main Source storms through your town. Cause we just don't play the role of a clown and keep things jumping with the real rap sound.
You're
took a crossover rapper with the bleats.
You're faking the funk.
Jumps that's claiming the streets.
You're faking the funk.
Frontin' incredible feats.
You're faking the funk.
Girl acting like a prostitute.
You're faking the funk.
Wearing that hooker type suit.
You're faking the funk.
Rappers with the big space shoes.
You're faking the funk.
For artists that doesn't pay due.
You're faking the funk.
Cause exotic's the thing it's on with the hypertone. I can't cause my rhymes are hard like stone. Don't prepare for the scare, cause I'm the one like me, punk. Cut your
f-
You're faking the funk.
Love that. Faking the funk. Oh, and Neatly Exotic was there as well. Shouts out to Killer Keller. He was there. That was nice to see him. I told him he needs to come visit us on the show as well. And this is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Love. Mice is going to be back in one hot second, but we need to get into answering some of life's burning questions. What up, Duncan?
Yeah, you're damn right. What's up, boss? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, oh, my music just started. That's all right with me. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome y'all down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need. That's right. Y'all going to be hitting certain temperatures that y'all can't even handle. Y'all might be hitting some heights that y'all can't even handle. But one thing remains. That's right. Me, motherfucker. And I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's My Sack Hayes, man. Yeah. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Wait. It's still your birthday, bitch. So you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you say what you want to say. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this week's investigation comes courtesy of what the fuck is going on with this world right now. Last week, man, I couldn't help it. I had to get tucked into the stuff I usually don't want to care about because I think it's really stupid, but what everyone is talking about. And obviously, everyone's been talking about Charlottesville. Hashtag Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Hashtag Trump. Hashtag the toupee actually starting to look real now. I'm starting to wonder. Yeah, the more he's coming out and becoming the person he really is and letting us know who he really is, the more I'm thinking.
Clan member.
Right, yeah, that yeah. fake shit actually started to look real on your head all of a sudden. So, you know, obviously, people may or may not have heard about the protests going on in Charlottesville. Mm. There's basically a statue that's up there of some guy that represents the Confederate Army or whatever. The army that lost, didn't it? The army that lost.
Well, he was a guy, yeah, he was on the Confederate side of things, but he campaigned against the abolition of slavery.
Yeah, so Robert he was E. all Lee. For slavery. Yeah. He was like, yo, we need to keep these N-words doing N-word thing right there by the cotton. Y'all trying to get them out there, you know what I'm saying? No, no, no. And people of Charlottesville, there's obviously people of color there now, and not just people of color, people of all backgrounds have asked if they could take down the statue, you know, and there's been a bit of hoo-ha about that.
And it's even deeper than that, because this has been going on for years, because there's been a campaign where there's been a big body of people who have looked at all different statues in the States and to decide whether they should remain or not, looking at all these Confederate statues and things. And so it was like, it wasn't just a mob of people going, yeah, screw that in your history. It was like people sat down, had deep conversations about that and decided which of these is not appropriate to have anymore. Mm. And when you look at when these statues were erected also,
yeah, exactly.
It's also... They were a lot were erected during the 60s to reinforce like the white supremacist regime at that time and the uprising, you know, the civil rights movement that was happening in the 60s. And a lot of them were also put, so they weren't erected at the time. They were put up in the 1800s, which was another time when they were trying to reinforce like the segregation values in the States and stuff. And then they're made mad cheaply. Like these are mass produced statues. It's not like something carved out of marble by Michelangelo or whatever. These were just thrown up as a political tool to tell everybody what time it is.
Basically telling the rest of the world how fucking dumb we are. That's what it's really doing. So this week I wanted to investigate if there's something we can learn from anyone else, or maybe it shouldn't be a person. Maybe it should be an animal. Maybe we should be looking at wildlife. Mm. Some of these shits have been here way longer than we have.
Yeah.
They say when you make a clock of time, you know, so a 12-hour clock, and you look at like how long we've been here as human beings, it's like less than 5 minutes compared to
all these
other animals that have been here way longer. How comes they all get along? You don't really see birds beefing like that. You don't see no one talking about, yo, your wings are longer, too long, or your beak is too... None of that shit. They just all live in harmony. They're like, you are you, we are we. Yo, matter of fact, yeah, you eat worms, I eat worms too. But guess what? It's the quicker one to get the worms.
Circle of life.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to investigate this week. If there's one wild animal that could teach us human beings a lesson, which one would it be and why? Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you could tweet us at foobarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy. Mice investigates this week. If there's one animal, one wild animal,
because you know somebody's going to say the domesticated
the domesticated cat. Adult male. Sorry, yeah.
One sorry, wild no, animal yeah. that could teach us humans a lesson. Which would it be and why? And by the way, the domesticated human male is still a wild mama lover.
In it. Yeah. Other than when they're too grown up to mosh out to live at the barbecue at the main source show. Shouts out to G-Bag who says that, the main source show was the show of the year for him and he was wilding out in the front. Go on, G-Bag.
See?
I knew I could count on you.
There was a few. You know what I mean? Some of us can hold it down there, mate. I'll tell you. You know what I mean? Not all of us was all mashed up. Some of us got in there, mate. Yeah. That's good to hear, though, man.
Yeah.
So, who would you, you know, because it's like, obviously, people can say their favorite animal. Like, personally, yeah. I would go by the dolphin, because dolphins are always smiling. But it's my favorite animal anyway. Really, I should be looking at the animals that live in harmony with each other. And I think a dolphin does that.
Of course they do. That's the wonder of Mother Nature, is that we're all connected. Like, whether that's the water cycle, the plant, the you know, the urchins in the sea through to a blue whale. Like, we're all part of this. There's only one Earth. And when this goes down, we're all going to pay the price. Yeah, it doesn't matter, what your denomination, what species, whatever you are. True. We all rely on each other. Shouts out to Connie Conn, who saw a dolphin in Croatia, and he was like, I got all mad emotional. And he was a bit surprised that he got emotional about it. But that's why it's so wonderful.
Dolphins are cool, man.
Yeah.
Dolphins are cool, and they touch you in a way that you don't even realize.
Ooh.
And I'm not talking about when I was 5 years old. I went to SeaWorld.
I hate those places. I hate zoos. SeaWorld, it just makes me want to cry seeing these animals. Because you know these creatures are intelligent.
Yeah.
There's even studies done on like chickens showing how socially intelligent chickens are.
You know? They got a pecking order. See, we don't even, they're in harmony with it. They ain't beefing.
Was that a
we'll beef about it. Yeah. No. What was that? No, but it's true. The chickens have, I was thinking about that, Sarah. I was thinking about stuff like that. Like, right, they live with it. And they're like, yeah, that's how it rolls. That's how we go. You know what I mean? Whoever's the big chicken.
My Zat and Bra.
David Attenbra.
Can we please start this section on the
Yo, track? You look at a big breast. The biggest breasted chicken is the one that's high up in the pecking order. Like, bra, I'm running this shit. Look at the size of these things here. You ain't, do you know what I mean? They just let it run like that. While we're here fucking around trying to get bigger breasts and like, oh shit, look at the size of my breasts, I'm gonna go get some bigger breasts. And then walking around acting like, why are you everyone looking at me like that? My back's hurting, but why is everyone looking at me? Yeah, we're just stupid, man. We're stupid. Shout out to Mark Ray. He gave me a wicked answer, yeah?
Okay.
So the question this week we're investigating. If there's one wild animal that could teach us human beings a lesson, which would it be and why? He says the sloth, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The sloth, which climbs down a tree once a fortnight to use the bathroom. It's a good example of internal logistics management.
You see, the adult male of the human species, they could connect.
You finally have to take a shit once every 2 weeks, mate. You know what I mean? That would be the life. That's a life worth living there. Meanwhile, I've got to crap my pants to every other day. You know what I mean?
It's a life worth living. No, but I have an issue with public toilets. So,
yeah, my issue with public, basically, when it comes to public toilets, because sometimes you know what I mean? You ain't got no choice. It's basically just, I use the don't touch approach. You do your best not to touch anything.
For you.
Yeah, true. I mean, but if you got strong quads, you're good. You can squat.
Cool. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
You got the quads, man. You know what I mean?
No, but it's just being in that
good
environment.
Quads are good aim. You need
this
a good
show
aim.
Has reached an all-time low, hasn't it?
No, not yet. We still got low to
we
go.
Still got,
no. We got to reach them Trump levels, man, before you talk about low. Anyway, let me get some more answers in. Shout to Tony D.
I need to get my handkerchief because I'm crying so much from laughter.
Shout to Tony
not
D.
Not even joking.
Which, this is funny as well. He says the sloth. But he says, everyone's in a better mood after a good night's kip, mate. Hey. See, the domesticated male strikes again, mate.
These are all
if I could get myself a good bit of kid. Like, you know what I mean? Life would be so much better. We'd all live in harmony, we would.
Just eating and shitting.
Yeah. Shout to shitting every 2 weeks. Don't forget, it's every 2 weeks. Every day now.
How often does a sloth mate?
That's the life. Boy, that's an interesting one.
How the hell?
And how long does it take for a sloth? Like, yeah. Sloth porn must be the longest shit you gotta watch, boy. You try to enjoy that.
It's the anticipation.
And you know they always look like they're ready as well, boy. You don't even know what it's like, right? That expression is just right.
Listen, so,
what has the moon done to you two? Anyway, shout to Mark Hell. He says most people seem to be snakes, but I'd say a lion. Pride,
I'm
strength,
right
survival,
now,
and power.
Lion, I bet he's a Leo. Possibly. No, but do you know what? Miriam Makeba, a.k.a. Mama Africa, she told me once, she's like, everybody says the king of the jungle is the lion, but in actual fact, it's the elephant.
Ooh, that's deep.
That's from Miriam Makeba, so you can't test that.
That's a good point.
And I know Buddha has good things to say about animals.
Uh-oh. Where's the
I'm
drum
sure
roll?
People in Haringey do as well.
Jesus. Haringey had to get thrown in there. Shouts out to... no, I'm joking. All right. Look. So here's a really good one here.
Back to the show.
Yeah. Shout to SD. He also says sloth.
What's going on, man? You dudes. You're just all about the sloth.
From the Goonies. Ah! I didn't get that one there, but never mind. Shout out.
Moving on.
Shout out, yes. G-Bag. Shout out to G-Bagula. He says a hyena, you got to have a laugh. Oi, oi. Hey, if I could fucking sleep forever, take shit every 2 weeks and have a laugh, mate, fucking life would be much better. Shout out to Gleam. He what doesn't say that he couldn't really put the flat earth in this one, so
he tried. So, yeah.
What he said was, I'd say a bat.
Ooh.
As most people are partially blind to what's around them, but should learn how to naturally adapt to their environment.
Oh.
Go on, Gleam.
See, now I'm just on the giggle where any answer. Can I also just say to Gleam that it isn't taught that humans evolved from monkeys, because nowhere says that. It's a theory.
Ooh.
It's a theory. And definition of a theory is we're proposing this idea. It's not taught as fact.
So
anyway,
would that be the same? Would that be the same as a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, because it's a theory. But the thing is, where the theory comes from is Darwin's theory of evolution, where he looked at animals in Galapagos and he was able to see the link that connects different species from one era to another. And this is what we don't have between apes and human beings. So the theory is there, but we haven't found the link that joins the two species.
Yeah, so that's what the whole missing link thing is about.
Yeah. And so, but it's not taught as fact. This is a theory, and that's the wonderful thing about science. Science doesn't say things definitively
until it's proven.
It gives suggestions after investigation.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway. Pretty nice outside, isn't it today? No. Shout to Jordan Grant. Jordan Grant says mountain gorilla. You know why? You don't need meat to get hench. See? Fuck, you know, if I could sleep 2 weeks, you know what I mean? Just take shit every
work
weeks.
Out.
Yeah, just eat greens and get hench. What else?
Get hench.
Yeah. It's true, though. But then he did want to say, because obviously in case people think anything of him otherwise, hashtag no vegan, hashtag I'm not preaching here, hashtag I love a burger meat.
And can I also say
that's the domesticated male there, just cleaning up their shit.
Yeah. Otherwise the wife ain't letting you out to the next hip hop show. No, but the and also I need to say settle that you don't actually need a lot of protein in your diet. You need very small amount of protein. So you need to stop gunning the vegans for looking like they ain't got enough protein. When really they just ain't got, no one in this country's got enough vitamin D. That's the problem.
Yeah, you can get a lot of protein from green foods, but I'm saying I think a lot of them miss that fact. Do you know what I mean? Not a lot of them, some of them. I'm saying a lot of them, but some of them. I've noticed, I'm like, you know, and then always getting a little cold here and there. It's like, bruv, you might want to, you know what I mean? Replace that with some supplements or something. Anyway, let's get into some music, man, because okay, we've got some very special guests coming up.
Sorry, but I need you to take control of things today, because I'm clearly not thinking straight. Yes, Banji, we're going to be speaking to Banji from Tone Coffee Shop. Shouts out to Nikki Cheek. Shouts out to Abby. Shouts out to Hip Hop Chip Shop. Sound Control locked into the show. You can get through to, oh, and Dan B as well. You can get through to us on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Hit us on Twitter too. We love hearing from you guys, because this show is truly about you. And we have so much good new music for you, including this brand new from Doom out of well, it's sort of like KMD, this track, featuring Jay Electronica.
Y'all between the TikTok, y'all.
I came out the magnolia like the beetle. The genie or the incense smoke from the church people mixed with the prayers of the people. Pollination, soprano watch the pollination. Global recalibration. Rock Nation causing shock waves in the basement. 7,000 kilohertz with every verse I heal the earth. With every line I drop the tears of man into a cloud and a fine mist until it burst and rain from the brain. Snowflakes for the pain. The flow is just so insane. We wondering why you came. Here's a jewel, son. Be yourself. Quit looking like someone else. Get your dignity off the shelf. The true Jedi code is stealth. Stay in tune with whatever else. The Asiatic galactic master of the Atlas. Author of mathematics. Civilized the savage. Terrorized the clerics.
First.
Big black chief like Robert Parrish. I broke the deputy neck while metal face shot the sheriff. Soul rebel in the deadly bout with the devil. Conquering every level. The best part is where I settle. Spread love through every ghetto plus suburbia. Me over the track is an acquisition and merger. Couldn't be any verbal. Woke the game up into a fervor that disappeared like the burglar, the style you never heard of. The very premise is murder, but sweeter than the worthers. Roam the earth like Bedouins and Berbers. The great ancient Gorda emerging through your server.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Rock the whole land, Sharika Lahu by far.
GasDrawers.com.
Rock, rock, y'all, between the TikTok, y'all.
Y'all know it.
Doom out the vortex to your neocortex. Your guess who spit the raw nest as good as Gore-Tex. Metal face, turtleneck vest, built to support bras. Standard issue for bras, carbon like a sports car. Anybody ask, he retired. Tried to hold the villain to task. He was fired. Fired up. His own boss on strike. Accused of using hot pepper sauce on the mic. Get tossed on a spike or cross if you like. So be cautious. Leave him nauseous as pork sausages. Villain. Salami and some bacon. Some bacon and some ham. Plans get mistaken for a scam. Aw, damn fam. Bless the child who all his own. None can master respect. Sound wave transformed like Rumble Ratchet Eject. It's more secret than Al Gore's wallet. A foul Thor's comment. Or Star Wars bomb it.
Or that Galliard's armpit, darn it.
What up, people? It's Black Milk. Shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out My Stiggy. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
That last cut, brand new Doom and Jay Electronica.
That's,
I think,
crazy.
It's actually, well, it's the second track in a 15-song Doom project called The Missing Notebook Rhymes. And Doom announced it like just this last week with the plan to release a song per week over the next 13 weeks. The track also doubles as the first single from the forthcoming KMD album, Crackin' Time. It's their first album in 25 years, and that's to be released by Metal Face Nature Sound.
How does that work? Then, because obviously, rest in peace, Sub Rock. That was the other half of KMD. Was there three of them?
Well, I guess we'll have to see what the, yeah, it was more. That's
what's the schematics, the mathematics, the dramatics. What's the habit?
Mathematical, scientific.
We're going to investigate that for the next coming weeks. But right, yes, about now, ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to the Hip Hop Show right here on Food Bar Radio. Myself, Mice Diggy.
Myself, Sarah Lam.
And we are joined by a very special guest who goes by the name of Banji, a.k.a. Tone, from Tone's Coffee Shop. What's going on, bruv?
Yeah, I'm good, people. How are you all doing? Hope everyone's nice and hydrated.
We're enjoying this, you know what I mean, this eclipse that's coming up. It's really, have you felt any different at all in the last 24 hours?
You know what, me? I can't say I have. I mean, all I can say is that the coffee and the tea and the cakes are looking awfully scrumptious because of this eclipse that's coming up. You know what I mean?
So that's
and the beats are more round and bassy. You know what I mean?
That's good to hear, man.
He's good on the promo, this band. Ask him a question, he's come straight back to promoting the shop. But you're doing such wonderful things at Tone. Whereabouts are you guys now?
Yeah, so we're in Willesden Green at the minute, Northwest 10. Well, Northwest 2, just next to Northwest 10. Mm-hmm. Just past Jubilee Tube Station. Very easy to get to. We've hit a few different spots over the course of the year. You know, we started off in Old Street, moved to North London, Highbury. Now we've got a bit of a home in Northwest.
Yeah.
So, what's it been like? So you've more or less been on a little tour around London with this pop-up shop, coffee shop. What's it been like, what's the reception been like? And obviously, because you started now, it's been like, is it just under 2 years now?
No, it's a year. It's just over a year.
And bruv, see how I'm talking? It sounds like it feels like it's been longer, but the amount of work you've been putting in. So what has it been like, man? What's the feedback been like? And in terms of conclusions and that, how's it feeling?
Yeah, absolutely blessed. The feedback from the people who get involved is always fantastic. The nice thing about it is, we're a hip-hop coffee shop. So we got hip-hop on the walls, we've got hip-hop music all the time, we've got hip-hop literature. And so regardless of what time of day, you're going to get some hip-hop culture when you come in here. And so we get a whole range of people during the day. You know, it's not just hip-hop heads who come to the coffee shop during the day. So, you're able to spread the culture through people who wouldn't necessarily be exposed to it.
Mm.
But then at the same time, when I have my events, the events are very much supported by the hip-hop community and people involved in it. So, it's been fantastic.
That's good, man.
I'm so proud of you because retail isn't easy. Like, setting up a shop isn't easy. Doing something that's so specialist as hip hop, and you ain't faking the funk over at Tone Coffee Shop, and
no, not at all.
You know, and you're still going strong, and I just love the way that you're doing events that are for all the family and people of all backgrounds like to enjoy.
Yeah, everyone's getting. Like I say, this week we're actually running a hip hop workshop for kids under 12, so they get to have a go on the decks. You know, we go through some of the hip-hop artwork and, how to do their letters and their figures, rhyme writing, performing, all of it, so that's what's happening this week in the morning, just to try and get the next generation of, hip-hop people to come through and understand, the importance of keeping it alive and keeping it real.
Mm.
And this is the event called Words Down, is that correct?
No, Words Down, that's actually a writing session.
Okay.
We have every Monday where people come and they work on their actual, whether they're writing lyrics, whether they're doing spoken word, whether it might be. That's an even event that we have every week, every Monday. So people who are creative and they want to get some feedback with their writing, that's what they can come down. That's from 7:30 until close. And that's what's happening. But in the day this week, it's a hip-hop workshop for the kids in the morning up until 12:30. So that's what's happening this week.
And so how has the summer been over at Tone?
Yeah, the summer's been cool, it's one of the funny ones because obviously people go away during the summer, but people...
It ain't been that hot, so I bet sales ain't, You know when it's hot weather, you're like, oh man, I ain't looking for no coffee right about now, but when it's all poor, how cold it's been, you must have been all right, though.
It's all good, because like I say... we do the coffee, but we also do the cold drinks as well for the hot weather. So we got the smoothies and the juices and, we got something for every weather. So it's all good, So when it's on cold days, you come get your hot chocolate and your herbal tea and, of course, your Tone coffee. Mm-hmm. But when it's hot outside, you come and get your ice-cold smoothie or a nice juice or whatever. So it's all good,
Yeah, that's good, man.
So what are all the links that you need to share or all the stuff that you already bang on your promo banjo? Obviously can't teach you nothing, but no, what else do you need to tell people about or info you need to share with people?
Yeah, one of the main things I'm really putting out is the fact that this venue is for the community. So if people want to put something on for themselves, they just need to contact me.
Mm.
So they can contact me on my email at info@tonecoffeeshop.com. So that's info@tonecoffeeshop.com.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do a nice little, any kind of event. I mean, we've had Michael Parkinson down here with Mr. Thing, and they did the EP launch right here.
Mm.
We've had another guy called Patrick Turner. He did a book launch here, which was called, his book's called hip hop versus rap. It's an academic book to do with hip hop in education. We've had screenings of independent films, as well as, you know, DJ sets and parties and whatever else. But, you know, that's something which I want people to understand. It's not just about what I put on. You know, if other people need a venue, because I know venues are hard to come by, just contact me and I can help people out with that.
And just so people know again, what area is that in?
It's Northwest London, Willesden Green. So the postcode is NW25HT, right next to Willesden Green Jubilee Line.
Wicked. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, Bange.
Yeah, man.
Anytime.
Keep up the good. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Sarah, you know, this chai tea's cold now.
Yeah?
It's cold. I'm going to have to make another one. Yeah? It's cold.
Did you say cold or mold?
Both.
He's got me under the digression wagon.
Jeez, they're out here.
Well, you know, the further you get away from Haringey, then
You did it, man. You did it.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I'm sorry. There's forgiveness in my heart, and it's dripping away. You know what I mean?
Gosh, I better get down there quick time. No, I am going to come and give you a visit because I am so proud of you and the wonderful work you're doing. And I just really want you to keep it up, you know, because I think it's a great thing. I can't run Tone Coffee Shop, you know, but what I can do is join my brother, Mike Stiggy, here every Monday and do the hip hop show. So you hold down your corner, we'll do our thing, you know, and we can build something beautiful
and together. We will unite and take over the. Oh, did I say that loud?
Yeah. That's what it's all about. Mike Stiggy and Cyril, thank you for having me.
Bro, thank you. Up, lots of love. And here is some sugar for that chai tea.
Ouch.
Too much. Yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. Yeah. Some people, they eat sugar till they decay. Yeah. You know that I'm trying to stay the same. 1, 2. Alright. But you know that I keep tumbling down. Yeah, I keep wondering how. You know there might be something about the words she said. I heard them and left, it got turbulent, yes, but I deserve the respect. Was turning in bed, I'm up working again. The pain is still fresh, it stays in my head. It lives in my thoughts and it can make them intense. You're making no sense, maybe it's me. You're blurring up my vision, I'm not able to see. She's taking me deep, I'm finding the roots. At first it was a mind I was climbing into, and then it was more. Took it further than we ever could have thought, to another world that was even better than before. She lives in my lap, the year 3000, still together with the future all around us. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same. Yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same. I got a sweet tooth, had it all my life, man. She looks so damn good, I wanna bite that chocolate. Caramel, vanilla now, who's to blame? I just can't choose, what's tooth decay? She's in the kitchen, up to something, making dessert with a bun up in the oven. She's always good enough, plus stay cooking up sweetness. I feel so lean with the sugar rush, but I prefer the sugar when it's natural. If you give me that, I never give it back to you. Now you got me in the world, made a fantasy. So when I see her, I make her give a hand to me. Take her on a journey through a crazy town, to the sounds of a jazz band and they're playing loud. Rappers sound softer than a Haribo. I bring heat, they stick them up like a parasol. I stand alone in a really weird genre of people. I fought, I won, I conquered the evil, then escaped with a girl draped over my arm in the ocean of calm. Let's swim. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same. Yeah. Some people crave sugar in a major way. They eat sugar till they decay. I'm trying to stay the same.
Oh. What's up, y'all? Britain's own Slick Rick here, and you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with DJ Sarah Love and Mize Diggy on Fubar Radio. Peace.
That last cut, brand new from Verb T and Pitch 92. The track's called Sugar. It's a video single from the forthcoming album. Good Evening. It's dropping in October on High Focus. They've got some really nice features on there, including Ocean Wisdom, Flip Tricks, Jest, DRS, King Cashmere, and many, many more. So go and check out. It's going to be really fresh, honestly.
Yeah, man, that sounds sick.
It does sound
sick. Yeah, I like Pitch. He's got some nice beats behind him, man, definitely.
Yeah, and then Verb T with his ever cool self.
Of course, man. Verbs always puts it down. So.
He needs to, like, walk around with a cape on or something. Like, let's get that man a cape,
yeah,
please.
I'm going to hit up.
Email, Lissy, get the people at High Focus on the email. Tell them to get Verb T a cape. He needs that.
Now.
But, you know, I just was so overjoyed this week with all my beautiful friends and family and hip-hop people who just showed so much love, and it just really made me feel positive about how much love there is in the world. And it is the overriding factor. It's more powerful than hate. It's always going to be the most powerful thing, and that's why the human species has lasted this long. And believe it or not, I know it can be discouraging when you've been single for a little while, but believe it or not, there's someone out there, like, you are their dream person.
Yep. They're single as well.
And they're single. They're looking for you, and they're just trying to find you. And it's like, you know, you've tried Tinder, you tried Match, you tried Grindr, maybe. And, you know, but there's a revolution that's going on in the dating world right now. And seriously, it is blowing up. So there's no need to be sad anymore. Why is it stopped?
I don't know why this music is. It's too
emotive. It's emotive. Does it tap into some deep-rooted feelings?
It is. Yeah, exactly. I just get all smushy when I hear it. Like,
emotion.
Oh, so, yeah, it's emotion. Mad lonely out here. And I'm looking for a big booty diva, you know what I mean? With princess tatted on one breast. And I got this money tatted on the other. Stretch marks.
Fuck off, my absolutely. There's nothing wrong with me. That person's like, you've got me crying again. This is the third time I'm crying during the show.
Proper waterworks.
There's tears on the mixing desk. I've got my handkerchief. That's a lot of upset.
Make sure she only wears. Now, go on. Just play whoever it this week, man. This shit kills me.
No, but honestly, I'm laughing at mice. We're not laughing at anybody.
Yeah. And all it is the music. When the music comes on, it just reminds, it's just so emotional. Look, this bit.
Hands in the air.
Yeah, you got to put your hands in the air.
It's skipping through the fields of heather.
I feel like I'm watching like some kind of ice skating.
And then when it breaks down again for this part. Sorry.
Oh shit, sorry,
laughing is good for you, man. Laughing is good.
I don't know why it's just so funny, but anyway.
No, but honestly, how am I
no matter what you say on this shit, it just sounds all bad sincere now. So when I tried to get the bagel out of the toaster and it just wouldn't come out, and the toaster wouldn't turn off either, and I just thought to myself, what can I do? Should I look in the drawer for a fork? Or should I just use my hands? And then I realized, fuck this toaster. I'm just going to use the oven instead. And so I went over to the bread bin. I pulled out some more bread and stuck it in the oven. There you go. See? No matter what you talk about, it sounds mad.
I was just talking about Pop-Tarts instead. Like the lid for the Pop-Tart.
So anyway.
Deep breaths. Honestly.
This section
people are out there. Everybody wants love in their life. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I realise is wrong with Tinder. I've never tried Tinder in my life, by the way.
I looked on it, but I didn't try it. I took a puff, but I didn't inhale.
Yes. is that. The problem is it's all superficial. You're just judging people on how they look and stuff, and that's not fair. Mm. And that's why this revolution that we've come up with here on the Hip Hop Show on FUBAR Radio, we like to call it Hip Hop Hookups.
Yeah, baby.
And the beauty of this is that you get to hear so much of the person's character because you're hearing their voice. If you like the sound of any of our applicants on Hip Hop Hookups,
characters, you can say it.
I was going to say candidates. Not co-workers. Not crackheads. No, hip hop at foobarradio.com.
Going all emotional when you say crackhead.
Sorry. Hip hop at foobarradio.com. Anyone would have thought we ate those cookies before the show, man. Hip hop at foobarradio.com. All of the applicants are real people looking for love. They're looking for you. You might be their dream person. Mm-hmm. And we have just had a barrage of response to our first applicants. Sam, 6'3", demigod of a man. And Verity, who's looking for a Rick Astley lookalike who loves a bit of hip-hop.
And has jokes. Don't forget the
and
jokes.
And has jokes, fam. And we had answers.
Wow. Hip-hop
at foobarradio.com. I need to wipe the single tear from my eyes. Seriously, there is a single tear on my cheek that I need to wipe. And I like the gentle acoustic guitar as well. And that sensitive piano playing. Sorry. this is... someone looking for love.
Hey, this is Sarah. They don't call me love for nothing. All of a sudden, you can reach me on hiphop at foobarradio.com or just leave a message.
So, my name's Verity. I'm 5'10", have blonde hair and blue eyes, and I love stand-up comedy. I absolutely love 80s music. I think my first crush was Rick Astley. So if you have anyone out there that looks like Rick Astley, that would be amazing. I'm basically looking for someone who's very, very funny, down to earth and charismatic. But I think humour is probably one of the most important qualities I'm looking for. As I used to do stand-up comedy myself. I love funny movies and I just love it when a guy can make me laugh. Preferably someone tall, dark and handsome would be fantastic, and of course with the love of all things hip hop. And I look forward to seeing what's on the market. Okay, thank you, bye bye.
Hey Sarah, this is Jason. Just giving you a quick call on the back of Verity's darling last week. Very much interested in meeting her. I'm a little bit like a Rick Astley lookalike, and really interested to see and meet her.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Terms and conditions apply. Your love life may be at risk if you do not keep listening to the Hip Hop Show. You are solely responsible for all hookup interactions. And FUBAR Radio, DJ Sarah, They Don't Call Me Love For Nothing, All Of A Sudden Love, or My Stiggy are not responsible for or guarantee anything whatsoever, but are very optimistic about your chances and encourage you to please wrap it before you tap it.
Especially if you're a rabbit. Anyway.
You see, we're making love happen here.
Don't jump the gun yet, DJ.
Okay, let me not get too excited.
Calm down now. There ain't no babies popping out 9 months. Yet!
Yet, Verity!
But, as you can hear, we do have a response to Verity's.
Yeah. So if you would like us to help you find love, email us at hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you can tweet us. I'm just laughing because Meister's doing some contemporary dance in the studio to go along with the music.
That's what you got to do.
This is the dance.
Willow. This is the Weeping Willow. Lonely Willow.
But honestly, look, we've hooked Verity up. And now Verity, and what was dude's name? Sorry, Lizzie. Sorry. Chupin, he sounded really nice. Jason.
This is where Cupid turned
Jason was ticking all the boxes Verity's looking for. Now we're going to hook Jason and Verity up. That might result in a date. They don't call me love for nothing all of a sudden. I introduced my sister to her husband. They've been married 16 years now, okay? So we're going places with this. And so if you would like us to help you find love, it's hiphop@foobarradio.com. And in the subject, put hip hop hookups. Mm-hmm. And we're on it for you, okay? I promise.
Trust you.
We're going to get results. Coming up next, we have a very special guest joining us in the studio, going by the name of Akil. Yeah. Jurassic 5. So do not move a muscle. This is hip-hop.
Unless it's your love muscle, baby. Come on.
Unless it's that love muscle. Keep it locked. It's FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Ian Boltsworth.
Nobody needs four children.
So two, or are you capping it at two?
I'd cap it at one personally, tops. Myself,
one
child. But I'm not in charge, am I? No, I'd have it means tested that some people couldn't have children full stop.
I mean, what? So if they can't afford to have a kid, you're going to ban people having kids?
That would certainly come into it. That would certainly come into it.
Okay.
If they can't afford to... afford a dog.
They're pricey, can't they?
Yeah, children
are
more pricey.
I mean, kids are as well, that's true, yeah.
So, but I think you'd have to have psychological testing and all that sort of thing and check your aggression levels and all that sort of thing.
Every Monday...
Ian Boltsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
George Papadopoulos, knocking the poppin' nigga Papalips. Papa shit, chocolate doctor, the document. Listen to my father, bitch, P.
Yo, mic check. Peck, peck on Bernadette neck. Big breast, I'm a wreck. Let's have some sex. Yes, yes. Titty feels the best now. I can
yo, what the fuck, man? Fuck is you talking about, man? Spit that monkey shit, nigga. We gorillas, nigga. Ape don't kill ape.
Yo.
Spit that real shit, nigga.
Hey. I Chewbacca the chicken, chin checking your chest. Get chop cam, God stand by the boot from the camp. I'm proving I can't, I'm proving you fake. Like you moving them grams, a Peruvian flake. I am truly your ape, season the leader. Put two in your face, bleed where I leave you. Do deeds of a demon, you do deeds of a diva. Serafina, Abner, the Weaver, Beavers and Cleaner. Believe what I feed you. I feed the believers. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sativa's a creeper. College, prison, gun in hand, put your seed in the sleeper. Got a vision, summer jam with my speech in the speakers. I'm not Martin Luther. I'm flop corner loser on the block popping Rugers. I'm not Martin Luther. I'm flop corner loser on the block sparking.
You wanna see me get rude? P. BCC, most definite effortless, been spitting these degrees. Rookies rule shit, get down with the tool click. Tool spit back, impact is like a wheel kick. P nice and funky fire, I will fuck you up. He cipher, monkey cipher. Monkey cipher. Medicated, dedicated basket. Level elevated, hate the educated rapper. Clowns be seated. Bow down to the world renowned Brownsville Jesus. Damage you do. Sleep your brothers keeper, peep the family feud. Listen, Paul, I am not in the mood. Watch your step, get them bob, shot them right in the shoes. The rhyme is incredible, King. I do flaws. The mind is a terrible thing. To Lou Rawls.
To Lou Rawls. Oh, to Lou Rawls.
No. It's not happening anymore.
Oh, well, we're on air now anyway, and the microphone is up. Brand new Sean Price. We played that for you for the first time last week. Oof. Imperious Rex, produced by The Alchemist. I'm loving that. And the Powerful Sean Price boy. Album's really nicely put together. It dropped last week. 2 weeks ago, 8th of August. Dooms on there. Prodigy, Styles P. You got Wu-Tang on there. Beats from Alchemist, Harry Fraud, Knots, and others. Go and buy that. Support it on iTunes. This is Hip Hop. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, My Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. But we are joined by a special guest right here.
I killed the MC from the Jurassic 5.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, in the building, man. I'm happy to be here, man. It's been a good while. It's been a long time coming. So,
You come over here quite often, innit? Like solo, not just with the crew.
Yeah. I've done some things. Like, when was that? Maybe like in... December, January, November time I was over here and we was trying to link up but then it just didn't happen.
Yeah. It's a bit of an awkward day, isn't it? Monday, because people working, all that bullshit. You don't really want to be there. You really want to be here.
All that bullshit.
Supporting their families and shit.
All that bullshit. You know,
you don't want to take care of them.
No,
you're not like that. You're like super dad.
Man, I got to be. I'm super granddad. I'm a granddaddy right now. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So I got three grandchildren.
Oh,
wicked, man.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, so I'm well still out done. Here doing it. How that, what keeps you young? It's the music or what? What would you say?
Definitely.
I find swear a lot of hip-hop keeps you young. Mm. I promise hip-hop keeps you young. Don't you reckon?
No, definitely. 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 Yeah. I'm still 14 right now.
Yeah. That's weird. Yeah, nah, I'm still dressing like a boy in a 90s hip-hop video. So, yeah, I need to grow up.
Keeping the vibe alive.
When did you get into town?
I got into town Wednesday. Wednesday.
What day is it now? Oh, right. Yeah. So did you, were you at the Mainstall show?
No. I was in Birmingham on Saturday. We did the flyover show with my man Sueto Kinch and stuff. So.
Oh, nice. Mm. Yeah, we're going to have him on soon.
Yeah.
Wicked guy, saxophonist and great freestyler.
Great
as well.
Freestyler. Oh, he's dope. Yeah. He's sick. He's sick. I just thought he was good on the sax and stuff, but he got on the mic. I was like, yo, man.
It's
like that, man. This cat's over here in the UK, man. Y'all be tearing it down, man.
Try it, boy.
Man,
try it.
Much respect, man. But much respect to you. You're the maestro.
Yeah, I switched it now. This year I've gone just by Mice Diggy.
Oh, okay.
There's too many maestros about that people were getting me mixed up with. And I've always been maestro, a.k.a. Mice Diggy.
Okay.
So I thought I'd get rid of the maestro and now... Mice There's Diggy. No confusion anymore. The only thing that's fucking up now is people still calling me Maestro.
Okay, all right.
So I've got to give that a few more years.
Mice Diggy.
So what are you working on at the moment? Is there a project that you're working on?
Yeah. I'm working right now with my sons. We're doing a project together.
Serious?
And stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. See them on the road with you a few times.
Yeah, exactly. And stuff. So just doing stuff with them. I'm doing some solo stuff. Yeah. I produce. Man, I do a lot of different things and stuff. Yeah. I've been producing before Jurassic 5 Days and stuff.
Serious?
So, yeah. So
that's crazy. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know a lot of those things and stuff. You know, sometimes I didn't feel like it was like, you know, pressing for me to be like, yo, I'm a producer too, and you know, I just wait for the opportunity.
Yeah, for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And so, are you producing this project with your children?
Yeah. What's the process like
in terms like, wow, this is my seed that I'm making music with now. What you know, is there any way you can explain what that feels like?
It's basically like a dream come true because you know, like when you do hip hop. You know, as a youngster, you be like, yo, I'm going to do this with my kids and stuff. You know, we just said it and stuff. But now I actually have kids and then they actually do music or whatnot and stuff. So I didn't start them out rhyming or nothing like that, you know, other than birthing them or whatnot. But as far as, you know, the rhyme, you know, showing them how to rhyme or rap or whatnot and stuff, they just picked it up and stuff.
Serious.
And I was like, yo, and my wife was like, yo, you know, Shakira rap, you know, that's my middle son. He's like, I was like, well, let me hear you. You know what I'm saying? And I heard him. I was like, yo, he pretty dope. He's like 9 and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Serious?
He's 24 now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But that was like some years ago. So they had been already on it and stuff, but I didn't want to be Joe Jackson, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No one wants to be Joe Jackson.
But I felt the need that I had to, but... You know, I was still out on the road, still doing stuff, you know, when the group had split up for a second and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I had to pay the bills, but I'm like, man, you know what? I need to be, you know, back home, but I got to pay the bills. So it was like, yo, you know, so yeah, so now the time is right now and stuff, you know.
What was that about when Jurassic 5 split up for a while?
Yeah, because a lot of people ask, and is
you
there
just looked at me like, Sarah!
Like, girl! Sometimes, you know, with families and stuff, you know, I don't know if you got siblings or whatnot and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
I'm youngest of four.
Yeah, and you don't get along. But if somebody's breaking in the house, right, you know, then you still gonna team together to beat up the person that's breaking up in your house and stuff. But just because you're in the same house, you might don't get along or whatnot and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's how it is in a group setting and stuff, you know. Sometimes, you know, I wasn't the one not getting along. I was good, as a matter of fact, and stuff. So, but other group members wasn't, you know, gelling or whatnot and stuff. So, yeah.
No, it's difficult because there's not that many groups left.
Definitely. I always say this right now, you know. I mean, can you count the groups?
Yeah, exactly.
Right now?
That's still...
M.O.P.,
No, not even groups that was groups
oh,
now.
Like as in
now.
Coming out now.
Yeah, come out as a group. Yeah.
Well, there's that group Tanya Morgan from New York. They just dropped a project. Well, EMC, were they officially a group? Are they still putting out music?
And that's old, exactly. And you shouldn't have to reach right now and stuff. But I think we live in a me society right now, where everything is about me.
Mm-hmm.
And
the industry promote that as well, because it's easier to deal with manipulating one person than keeping five people happy.
Exactly. They know two minds are better than one. So when it's like 3, 4, 5 minds, they're like, I get the hell out of here.
And then you know, I think it's just a telltale of how the world is right now and stuff, just on all levels. Everybody's on this individual tip and stuff, you know what I mean? And it's like no unity. So when people see unity, they're like, oh shit, this is dope, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I love this and stuff. But what you like about it is that it's unified and stuff, you know? And what you don't like is like, I got to concentrate on this one person and stuff, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that as well, because I feel like when artists do come out solo, there's always a crew behind them. And because it feels like people are drawn to when there's like a following for somebody. So if they see a crew there, then they feel like, oh, right, yeah, they like them. So, yeah, I want to be part of this clique, you know, team. When it's like hashtag team blah, 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 or team this, team that.
Right.
And it seems like people, they're more likely to kind of support that when they see a whole bunch of others supporting. So even like a solo artist is still rocking that kind of crew.
Some type of crew. I mean, because you can't get away from it and stuff. But when the spotlight is being shined, it's on one person.
Mm.
It's like just Drake. It's just a Kendrick and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if you notice Kendrick and them, before what really got them famous was when they did Black Hippie.
When they,
you know what I'm saying, when they did the group thing and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and then everybody got famous. But they was already solo artists prior
that,
before that. But then once they did the group thing, then that's what
and
I've always been a fan of the group thing first and stuff, you know. I MC, I DJ, I can do it all and stuff, but the people want Jurassic 5 and stuff, you know, so they're not looking for I Killed MC, you know, in that way or whatnot and stuff.
I know what you mean. I mean, it's always going to be different when it's just one of five, you know, that people are seeing, or one of six. But like, in terms of you going solo, was there any part of it where you're like, man, I don't know if I should be doing this? Did it ever feel like, shit, man, nah, the group need to really sort themselves out?
Or, man, I had to pay my bills. I had to pay the bills, you know. The group wasn't together and stuff. So, you know, I got grandkids. I got, you know,
diversify.
I got next, the next generation in my midst and stuff. So I'm responsible for that and stuff, not my group. So I had to do what I had to do and stuff, you know, and get out there. And I traveled for like 7 or 8 years by myself.
Yeah, you definitely did it, man. I remember seeing your name all types of places.
I just had to do what I had to do. And, you know, and within that, I learned a lot and stuff, you know. I was always a solo MC prior to the group and stuff. But then, you know, actually being out there performing by myself, this was my first time, like, you know. Like, okay, it's only on you. You know what I'm saying? You sick tonight? Okay, it's still only on you. It ain't no other three other MCs up there can help you out with this one and whatnot and stuff. So,
but it's interesting thing, talking about the group thing in hip hop, and you talking about unity. When we think of the origins of hip hop, it was about the community and the unity. So that's probably a big part of why we had a lot more groups
Original days. Yeah, and I mean, and that's how you can tell that we got away from where are we supposed to be at?
High five! That is wisdom right there. You
know?
Yeah,
you know, like when we get some more unity back in, you know, and it don't necessarily have to be a group setting, but just at least show this unity where it's not all about me. Everybody's singing the same damn song and stuff.
It's interesting,
you know?
Now that we're more connected, now that we've got all this social media and everybody can communicate, like.
And we're more separate. It's me. Just check out my Instagram. Me. It's all. You know, I can't stand it and stuff. You know, because I see it in all walks of life and stuff, from sports and stuff. You know, to.
But the toughest part, I think, of it is we're lucky because we were the last of the analog generation.
Exactly.
So we have a measuring stick to put it into context.
Definitely.
But when I look at little youths, like I'm saying teenagers and stuff, 13 years old, whatever, they don't know the world before it was this me, check out my selfie, look at my outfit, this kind of thing. We need to monitor that, you know, because I'm just thinking, you now extend that out another 10, 20 years. Where are the values of if that's what's being implied? granted as base level sort of thing. So it's worrying. You've been to so many places, performed so many places as a solo artist. I'm bumping into you all over the. You're one of those people. You bump into you in some mad part of the world.
I know, right? Just after, you know, you're like, yeah, Akil was here. And I'm like, what? In Singapore?
Exactly.
No, where's the maddest place that you performed?
Cambodia.
Oh, you performed there too.
Oh, you
were there. Was that with Eddie and them?
Definitely.
That B-boy crew. Because they're.
Yeah.
Is that they
Tiny
guys,
Toons.
Tiny yeah, Toons. With Tiny Toons. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And they. Because a lot of Cambodians went to LA. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. One of the largest populations of Cambodia is in Long Beach.
Mm.
Really? So.
And how did that. Was there something to do with the war or something?
I guess when they were killing.
Escaping the genocide. Yeah. Right. That was. Regime in Cambodia. So a lot of people escaped
in the late 70s or something like that. Right.
So how come they ended up in LA, like, of all places?
I guess they just picked them up, you know.
But I think when you look at the routes, like when you fly from Asia, next places you hit, you go across the Pacific and then you hit California. The other direction you're going to where? Qatar and Saudi Arabia. I don't know how called the place Saudi Arabia.
A lot of Cambodians ended up in Long Beach, you said?
Yeah, so one in particular, KK and stuff, he used to B-boy and was into, you know, hip-hop or whatnot, culture, what I'm saying? But then drugs came and he started selling drugs and stuff and then kind of gang banging and whatnot and stuff. End up going to jail and end up getting deported back to Cambodia. And so when he was in Cambodia, he would like go out different places. And so he said one night he was just out and then he just starts, they was playing some music and stuff. So he started breaking. And then the kids were like, yo, what's that? What is that? You know? And he's like, oh, you know, it's just this and whatnot. So he said he went out another night and he started breaking again and stuff. And then some kids were like, yo, you got to teach me this and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So he ended up, you know, long story short, he ended up getting a house and had some of the kids off the streets and stuff, you know, to come live there and beautiful stuff, so they can learn how to do math and English and, you know, all these different things. But then as an incentive, they get to learn how to break dance, you know, and graffiti and, you know, all the elements of hip hop or whatnot and stuff, you know. So he had them come to the house and, you know, they was getting it on and whatnot and stuff. So when I came there, some girl was like, yo, I know I kill. And I'm like, how do somebody know me in Cambodia and stuff? But she was from Long Beach. And I met her at a KRS-One show and stuff, and she was telling me about some kids that were out there and stuff, but not in Cambodia. It was actually in Long Beach and stuff. But then, long story short, she heard I was going to be out there. I was like, oh, what?
That's crazy.
So, so then I meet them, and I end up going to the house and stuff. So on YouTube right now, if you type up Akil, the MC in Cambodia, you'll see me battling this little kid. He kind of got with me.
I'm going to check that out. No, it's lovely what they do out there. Yeah.
So I was the first... hip hop artist, period, to perform
in Cambodia.
Oh, really? What year was that?
This was 2009.
Wonderful.
Yeah, 2009. So,
that's Cambodia, pretty cool, man.
So yeah, that was one crazy place.
And just that you mentioned KRS-One.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because I've been kind of getting a little survey going on different DJs that I respect and bump into, and I'm like, so what's the deal? Are we still playing KRS-One?
Oh, we.
And then people are like, I'm not playing him or Bambaataa anymore.
Right.
Like, and I just feel bad for KRS because it's almost like he sort of ended his career in one video.
Oh, man, I don't know.
I didn't think I was going to give you such a hard time.
I'm a KRS-One music fan.
I know.
I don't know KRS-One personally.
I know.
So I can't really speak on KRS-One personally.
Very diplomatic.
I can't speak on Bambaataa personally and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it like that and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But
yes. But
I represent hip hop though, culture to the fullest.
These are sort of things where unless you know, we weren't there, you don't really know. So to speak on it isn't really fair on that part, because then somebody else is going to listen to you and go, oh, well, if that's how Akil feels, then I feel like that as well. Without knowing
the you know, the full facts. So yeah, it's probably best we do leave that there. But anyway, this is the
thank you. Good segue.
Each and every week, I like to investigate. You know, ask some questions that can help the world in some form of way. You know what I mean? You know what a life hack is. We're, by the way, we're joined by Winchester. He's all quiet, rubbing his chin and that, acting like
Charlie Chaplin. Yeah,
it's basically your tour managing for Akil, correct? Or
that's right, Maestro. Yeah.
Thanks for calling me Maestro.
My Stevie. No, I was just making sure you was going to pick me up on it, because I've been checking in, making sure he's doing his job properly.
What is it like to how get this right guy around the world, man? Is it
if you would have seen us 1 o'clock in the morning Saturday night? It was funny. All we do is laugh. We get the job done, but we always laugh, don't we?
Until always you can't a joke. Breathe. Yeah.
That's us. We tour, we do great shows. Akil, like, is a pleasure to be on the road with.
Thank you.
Anyone he's introduced me to has been the same level of integrity.
It's
what I'm about anyway. So we always have fun. Always.
That's good, man.
No, that's what I have to say. All of you got you and the rest of the J5 crew, I mean, you are lovely people to deal with. And it's not always the case when you meet stars such
famous
as yourself,
people,
Akil.
Right.
You know, sometimes people like to go on like they're divas or something, you know, but you are so
down
pure,
to earth.
And it's just so nice. And so that's why it's just a pleasure to, you know, have met you and you set a good example for other artists.
Man, well, thank you very much. I mean, I just try to exemplify what's in my heart, you know, just period, regardless if I'm famous or whatever that means or not and stuff. Still, I got to give somebody the right attention, you know, that's deserving and whatnot and stuff. So, you know, I never wanted to feel like I'm above someone, you know, like it just never felt good for me to even act like that or even watch other people act like that. I'm like,
whatever.
I'm gonna act exact the opposite and stuff. You know, if I see somebody that's so-called famous or whatnot and they act a particular way, I'm gonna go right behind them and act the opposite of that person and stuff, just because, you know, I don't want people to think that, you know, this is who I am, you know, because they already have a misconception of what they think artists are and stuff. So, you know, I try to kill that misconception right off the back and stuff, you know, because I already know what somebody think. Everybody in the room talking about, I'll kill. When as soon as I come in the room, they're like, whatever, man, forget it.
I'm
going to go right to that person that probably said that and say, hey, what's up, man? You know, Akil is real cool, man.
Well, it's true, man. What you're pointing out is that sometimes you have to go out of your way to show someone, like, I'm not who you think. Whatever you're talking, whatever you're saying beforehand is not who I am. And they might not even try and suss that out if you just go in normal. So now you've got to go there and be like, okay, I'm going to sit next to you, who I could tell is probably the stushiest person in
here.
And like, you need to chill out. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I'm not what you thought I was. Am I? You know, so
it's pretty hard though, because of that's, you know, I'm sure you've seen it. There are famous people out there that that's how they go on. And you know, there's that saying of it's the biggest mistake is to meet your idol,
man,
or whatever, because you're like, man, I wish. And that's happened to me a couple times where I'm like, but you realize, I mean, everybody's different, you know, like people handle certain situations a lot differently
at different points and different times.
One of my idols hates me, but I'm bigger than that.
Someone
so
hates
I can,
you.
I can deal with this.
Love
is more powerful than hate. So.
What?
They hate you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Nobody can't hate you.
Well, no, I'm not sure. That's what my assumption is. When was the first time you ever came to the UK?
20 years ago, 1997.
Oh,
jeez. We was in Folkestone.
Folkestone.
Folkestone. Yeah, we thought we was in London and stuff. We're like, y'all 2 hours away from London. We're like, it's like, what? It was a Fresh 97. Fresh 97. Yep. Met Grandmaster Caz there. Charlie Chase. Dada Rock, rest in peace.
Wow. And
yeah, that was, we got our stamp to do the style of hip hop that we do from the OGs that day in England.
In that day?
Yeah.
But I was going to say to you, what was your introduction to hip-hop then?
Oh, my introduction to hip-hop?
Yeah.
Period?
Yeah.
Oh,
Were you a dancer?
Yeah. I'm a b-boy and stuff, you know. So, I mean, I was already involved in hip-hop culture, just didn't know it. So I had been popping and locking and roboting since the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't never know that this was hip hop and stuff because we didn't call it hip hop and stuff, you know? So then when the 80s came and then you got Sugar Hill Gang and stuff, and still, I just thought, oh, it's this funny type of music and stuff, you know? They're just talking. You know, it's almost like the Double Dutch Bus and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then still with your Curtis Blow and, you know, and Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five and stuff. And I still didn't recognize that this is a culture called hip hop.
Was it not? Yeah, I was going to say, had they not really been pushing it like with under the banner hip hop?
See, because it wasn't even rap wasn't even a label. They was on the R&B charts.
Wow.
You understand? Yeah. So they dress like...
What a beautiful time.
Yeah, they dress like Rick James and them. Yeah, you know? So it was no distinction between... But when Run DMC came out, then I said, oh, wait a minute. This is a culture. Wait a minute. They dress different. So they dressed like the part in what they were saying and stuff. So then that's when I realized, oh, this is hip-hop culture and stuff. And then I started rewinding back like, oh, I've been... in hip-hop culture since the 70s already and stuff, just didn't know that I was actually involved in hip-hop and stuff. So I started out DJing first and then started b-boying, then I started MCing. I tried graffiti, but I wasn't that good.
Put the can down.
I was like, I'm observed from the far.
I
love the colors and stuff, you know. So, you know, and then just start going more and more and then start producing and...
I think the crown has to go to Run DMC in it.
Yeah.
The most important hip hop act of all time.
No, definitely, definitely. I mean,
I wish I got to see them live.
No, you know what?
You had never seen them live?
Don't rub salt in the wounds, please. I can't. Yeah, no, no. What? Not, I mean, with my own eyes, no.
Never seen them. No. What? That was my. You never seen them too?
Nah, we don't. You know, we don't really get.
Oh man, yeah.
Wow,
that
real
side of the waters.
Well, that was my first hip hop show.
Ooh, serious?
Ever. Where?
I saw the Fresh Press in L.A. and stuff. Fat Boys and Houdini and Curtis Blow and Nucleus and stuff. Man, it was off the chain. That was something I never forget. So every time I hop on stage, I think I'm Run DMC. You know, that's what brought us together as Jurassic 5 and stuff, is that we all went to that concert and stuff. And we all, but from separate places and stuff. Serious? We didn't even know each other.
Wow.
But we all can connect back to that particular show and stuff, you know, and that history in hip hop.
Yeah. Because even just things with Run DMC, you know, like on Beats to the Rhyme.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's that part in Beats to the Rhyme when they're like, yo!
Yeah, yeah.
Just that, yo! Alone. Yo! It's like one of the best things ever recorded in hip hop.
Yeah, no, no.
Sarah, awesome. I'd like to add Run DMC came to Wales as well.
Wow. Is it?
With Beasties, with Cool J.
Crazy.
All under one roof.
And you saw it?
Yeah.
What?
Crazy. Man. Oh my God. What was the crowd like in Wales watching that show?
Crazy. Wales is amazing anyway. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And the crowd back
then. Shout out to Llantwit Major.
Yep.
Do you like the correct pronunciation?
It's amazing.
There?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what
you're saying. That hall that they was in, that's where I met Akil. That's the,
oh,
you know, the Newport Leisure Centre.
Oh, serious.
That's where we met for the first time.
Oh, wow, that's dope. Wow, a lot of history, man.
I just sit back and listen.
But possibly the most important MC at all time is British.
Possibly.
Everyone's looking at him.
Ends with a K.
I know he's one of your favourites.
And you opened up for him in Birmingham.
Come on, Akil, I know you know who you're talking about.
He's
now
one of the greatest MCs of all time. Probably the most referenced MC.
Sweat or Kitch?
No, Slick Rick.
Props to Sweat or Kitch, but you ain't on that level yet. Slick Rick, man.
Oh, Slick Rick. Oh, definitely, definitely. In Birmingham. Oh, yes, yes. No, that was off the chain right there. Yes, yes. That was very unexpected. We just planned on going to the show. And then all of a sudden, I'm opening up for him. I'm like, what?
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was sick right there and stuff.
That was one show. I was looking forward to that show the whole year. And that day, it was like the sickest that I've been in like 10 years.
What?
And then I was just and I was just at home crying. And then Mice was just winding me up the following week on the show.
Yeah.
So speaking of you being an amazing dancer, might you be break out some moves? I'm not a dancer. My sister's a dope dancer. But maybe you can show me some of your
or some of my moves.
No, but you know the skills is I know how to pop and lock on the emojis with the text.
Oh no, 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 that ain't real popping and locking. Come on, come on, girl. Yeah, yeah. I seen yeah, we had a dance in Singapore.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh.
So yeah,
yes.
See you you yes. Forgot about that. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was between you and I. No, I'm joking.
No, you was breaking it down.
Yes, but no, we want to play one of your tunes though.
Word up, which one is it? What you got?
Tell us about this blowing off steam.
Oh, blowing off steam. Oh, that's me and my son, Shakir. That's my middle son. Mm-hmm. I got a beat from this cat's from South Africa and stuff, and I went out there like 2011, 2012.
Whereabouts?
I was in Cape Town.
I've never been to Cape Town. Yeah. You know, I'm South African.
Oh, you're South African?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What? Oh, that's dope.
But yeah, so the producer's South African.
Yeah. So he sent me a track, and I was like, yo, this is dope. What? And so I searched around to get a couple of people on it, but then they didn't get back with me. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it by myself. And then when I finished two verses, I was like, let me put my son on this and stuff. So, and yeah, I'm just blowing off a little steam and stuff. You know, it's kind of self-explanatory and whatnot.
Nice. It's so lovely to have you here. We are joined in the studio by Akil of Jurassic 5, none less. And Jamie, your supervisor.
Winchester.
Supervising operations here. And it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
We haven't got much time left
formerly
for the show.
Formerly Maestro.
Yeah. Yes, I kill the MC. This is Blowing Off Steam. It's hip hop on FUBAR.
You're listening to Johnny Filter.
Yo, and I'm Akil the MC. Microphone controller, heavy holder of my cheek. My inner spirit, energy, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm in charge of all three on me. And I'ma be who I be. No matter who I am, it still comes back to me, you see. So I'ma do my own thing. Whether the storm, sunshine, or rain, I remain at the top of my game, direct aim. My claim to fame was staying in my own lane. I don't change for the fame. Bitch up and bring shame. Switch up to get the name.
No pain, no gain.
I'm too old to bang a gang. I let you be the gang. I let you be the train and follow these weeks. Lane insane. I'm just blowing off steam. I took none for myself and too many for the team. Bing, bing. So with it, so committed, socially misfitted. So who cares if you get it? I'm from SoCal. So soak it up, pal. South Central with the style. I'm my mama's only child, the Lone Ranger. Keep one in the chamber. Divide, multiply, still only one remainder left. Now who wanna test?
No stress.
Pump up your chest. I feel you with no regrets. At best, don't sweat the technique that I speak. When I unleash the beast and bring out the best in me.
West, west.
Just a collection of my expressions. Life lessons, true lifestyle confessions. Trials and tribulations and the blessings. Beats and rhymes in the middle of the session I'm investing. I'm just blowing off steam. I took none for myself and too many for the team. Bing, bing.
Kicking the dough till the hinges is broke, like I've been before, just a different approach. I'll admit they know the difference from the glitter and gold, but history showed who was a friend or foe. It's like I'm gripping a soul, that was a slippery slope. I had to skid on the road for me to get in control. Had a few flake on me like the fish in a bowl. Can't even listen to bro, cause you don't live what you wrote. I tell you niggas jokes, but no, this isn't a roast. Still get hickory smoke, quick as a pig in a poke. I know you wishing you hope that I would give up the ghost. Pinned up the coat is a penetrable to finishing blows. It just strengthens the soul, and I know what y'all think. Whoa, he's going hard over small things. No, I'm just blowing off steam. Help everybody else now. Focused on me. What up?
Word up, word
that's
up.
That's nice, boy.
Yeah.
That's something to be proud of right there.
Man, yeah. respect.
That's
insane.
Jesus. Golden wow.
That's
respect. Blood, didn't it?
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Yeah, that is really. And that, so who's the producer, you said? From South Africa, Johnny.
Johnny Filter. Yeah. Jay Filter, yeah, from South Africa. Yeah.
Everything. And Kill's still killing it on the mic as well.
Man, thanks you, man. So I'm just trying to keep up with my sons, you know?
Yeah, what is that? That must be crazy, man. You're like, oh, shit.
I love that. I love that aspect of it. I'm like, man, y'all better than me, but I just got more experience, so.
It makes a difference in it as well.
Yeah, right.
And so are there a lot of, like, little... You know, obviously, does he mind you helping him? Where you're like, no, maybe you should say it like this or say it like that. Things that you help him with, or he
does it all? I don't even mess with them on the lyrics and stuff. Like, yo, I'm like, you know, just do what you do and stuff. You know, and I mean, it's crazy because I don't have to and stuff. You know, I might suggest maybe you should rap about this or that and stuff. You know, but still. I still really just was hands off with it and stuff because they was creating like some masterpieces to me like about 8 years ago.
Serious.
Yeah. So that, you know, now that everything got to catch up and stuff. So, you know, like the Joey Badasses and all that and stuff. You know, so they had been on that, like I'm saying, like 8 years ago and stuff. But they was ahead of their time. So then, you know, so they had to get into everything else. We live in Atlanta, Georgia right now and stuff. So,
they kind of like,
got the down south a little bit mixture, but you know, still on some straight hip hop though too and stuff. Got all these different variations of what they grew up with and what. So
how about that side of it? Like in terms of obviously their age group, you'd kind of expect they might be into the more contemporary stuff, but then you know they seem quite comfortable on the traditional.
Yeah, like I said, that you know, because they grew up already on some. I heard y'all talking about KMD and stuff. Mm. You know what I'm saying already. On that and stuff, and you know, the Mad Libs, and you know, they was already on that and stuff, you know. And I'm like, yo, what do y'all know about that? You know, even teaching me about some people or not and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
So how, what's your view then, like, in terms of MCing? We're running out of time in the show. Wow. In terms of MCing, like, because to me, when you know, a good MC can jump on anything,
right, definitely.
So I can just bang on the table, and you could
and just go with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, how important to you is it to have that sort of versatility? Where it, you know, obviously, like you know, the era that we're from, where you're on an open mic, you don't even know what beat's coming.
What's
going
to come on? You. I mean, it's very important because that might be your only shot.
Mm.
And then, you know, so you might show like you're a diva and stuff because you won't rap over whatever it is that they put out there and stuff. You know, mind you, you might just try and then it sounds way better than you even thought it was going to try just because you tried on it, whatnot and stuff. And people understand that, oh, they just throwing something out. They know that it's not, you know, something that you threw out there and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's what you've been given with and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, as an MC and stuff, you got to be able to deal with whatever's being thrown in front of you and whatnot and stuff, you know, and handle that.
And sometimes that's what's exciting about a cypher is like when you get to hear someone on some completely next thing, like the dudes at the Bud Rap Records Collective who came through and they were saying they normally rap on really rowdy stuff, but they had quite a mellow beat from, I can't remember who it was now, but it was really good.
When you're out of your comfort zone, it really shows what type of person that you are.
This is what I try and let people know is like, don't always be comfortable in, you know, when you can deal with being uncomfortable in life, not just in the music, but in life in general, you've got a better chance of surviving. Mm-hmm. But a lot of like, so, you know, for instance, like we have artists come on here, we do the open mic thing.
Okay.
And what we try to do is also not just because before we used to use instrumentals, it'd be the B side or something. But now we're trying to like promote producers as well.
Oh, that's
so
dope.
We'd be like, yeah, we're going to get this producer's beat. You know, obviously the quality will be up there.
Right.
But show you can rhyme on it. Sometimes it might be a beat you think isn't all that, but you'll make it sound better.
Right.
You know,
right,
we try and express that, but it seems like some MCs aren't really ready for that. And I guess if that's up to them, if that's where, do you know what I mean? If they don't feel they're ready for it.
Just being what? Being just being ready for whatever moment and stuff, you know, and that's what being an MC has taught me and stuff, you know, just you never know exactly what's going to happen.
When the record skips and you still find it.
Yo, you still got to keep going because you got to mind you that the people that's listening to you, they don't know.
Exactly.
They don't know if you messed up or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the only what you show them, you're like, oh, I messed up. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have known that you messed up.
And
you know?
I even heard Herbie Hancock say that the other day. He's like, I was doing all these licks on the piano and I'd make a mistake, but then Miles Davis would play notes afterwards, which would make my notes sound correct.
Right.
And no one would know any wiser. Now these are classic records.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
No such thing as a mistake. Imperfection is perfection.
So you got shows coming up?
Nothing right now. I'm on a chill. Yeah, I know. Yes. I got 1 minute left.
Are you here to enjoy our summer then?
Yeah, exactly. Man, something like that. Yeah.
Enjoy's probably the wrong word.
I ain't gonna complain.
Summer's probably the wrong word. Fuck it.
Thank you so much for coming through to see us. It's such a treat for us to have you here. The music sounds wonderful. Make sure you keep us posted with everything you're doing so we can shout you out here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
y'all. Thank you to Banji as well, of Tone Coffee Shop, for chatting to us. Thank you to the Hip Hop Hookup Massive. Like, keep your messages coming through to us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Up next on Food Bar Radio, you have Sticky Blood. And make sure you listen back if you missed anything from today's show at foodbarradio.com/show/hiphop. Sorry, Winchester.
Well, I love you too.
I love you too. And yeah, make sure you have a good bank holiday next week. And remember, the message always to take home with you. We always play the song at the end of each show. You mentioned some Rick James earlier.
Yeah, you put our hands in the air too.
Lots of love, everybody. And remember,
rest in peace, Dick Gregory. We didn't get a chance to pick up Dick Gregory.
Yes, that's who I meant to ask. Sorry.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, we love you. Unity. Thanks, Akil. We love you. Yeah.